Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
This is Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. There's a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now, 8 singles are taking the lead and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, Monday at 8 on TLC.
Is that just one thrust? Imagine if that's how you found out your wife was cheating on you. Man. You're a dentist. She hasn't topped you off in a while.
Topped you off since Valentine's Day.
Yeah, dude, all of a sudden it's August. Sore back there. Oh my God, I was choking on Jawbreakers. What was his name?
Jawbreaker.
Are we in? Cut it. Start it. Ignite it.
Ignite it. That's what bop I want to do to society. Just fucking burn it all to the ground.
I'm going to dress up like a bop it for Halloween and lay there in the street.
You can just put your cock as a bop it. This is my costume. What to do.
Dude, you know what's so funny? I got a massage yesterday. I put this on my burner TikTok. It's so funny going to get a massage. You walk into a place. Hello, one for oil up, please.
Oh, yeah. One, just, I'd like to just get touched, please.
Hey, excuse me. Do you guys have hands in oil back there? Hey, excuse me. I'm trying to get rubbed by somebody.
By two strong
like,
hands.
We say that it's normal. Like, we're going into a quiz, and I was like, one oil up, please.
And meat. It's also weird for me because I like dudes. So they go, do you want a man or do you want a woman? And I go, I don't see gender. And then they go, Michael. And I go, I'd like a dude, please. I'd like strong hands. I'd like to look at his married ring finger, and I want it to be like real tight on his meat ass hands. That's what I want.
Clip this part.
Good. Leave it all in.
Leave it in.
Like, I just like, I
you,
like
you
the
like
fact-
getting massaged by a man?
Yes. I much prefer that. Dude,
well,
just
because you didn't have a father.
Correct. I call him Papa. I like it. It's, they really? Have stronger hands. Yeah, dicks are bigger.
I don't know. I just like the touch of a woman because it's like I think it's soft meets hard. I'm erect. No, it's a female masseuse is like a softer hand, but they're pushing more in. But if a guy has like man hands and he's pushing, it's hard on hard.
You
spark something with that.
I like to get my ass beat.
I don't.
I
go in there and I literally forget I'm getting massaged.
Oh, like, see, I don't like
I use that as like meditation. I just like zone out.
That's no, I definitely I
and why do
I
always
that?
Whisper after?
I don't know.
How was everything? How was when you go to like pay at the end? How was everything?
Yeah. Is this ASMR?
Yeah, it's good. Why are you whispering? But the fucked part is like I've yelled this before, probably. You get a massage, you're so peaceful, you're zen, and then you walk out and the world is there. You know what I mean? And then somebody honks at you because you're reversing, you didn't see them. Or if somebody honks you and you have a reverse camera. No, I see you.
I definitely see
you. My car inside is beeping. Hey, you're getting close. Yeah. But, and we're just enough to turn, and then we're going to leave.
Yeah, I don't need you to be my second reverse camera. I got it.
Got it.
I got it. I know that. But here's my pitch for the massage. I think you get a massage, and then you stay in the spa for like 40 minutes after.
A lot of places do have that, I will say.
I don't ever take advantage of it. But you know when you come... And you guys just got to sit there for like 10 minutes to just recharge. I think that's what I need to start doing if I get a massage. I need to stay there to start just to come back online.
Because the beds are
online.
Heated too a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, they are. What is that? Is there
temperature?
But is the
they
bed-
got an air fryer underneath
is
you?
Is the bed for
got
real
George
heated?
For yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
No, I didn't know they were like actually heated. I thought maybe it was just like the room was hot.
I think it's both.
I like the room to be hot as fuck when I get a massage.
Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, fuck.
God, getting lubed up.
Yeah, dude, I love it. I ask actually for more lube. Sometimes when they start, I go, can I have a little bit more? They go, absolutely. Well, they go,
absolutely.
I did a man voice.
That was my pun.
That was my bit.
Thanks. We'll let the audience decide.
Yeah, I want to be slipping, sliding. I want you to be slipping, sliding on my back.
Yeah.
I like that fucking. Dude, I'll be getting physical therapy on my fucking shoulder because I just randomly, my fingers go numb.
Pushing
I'm
70.
Gonna, yeah, I'm going to die in like a year and a half. But
less.
But dude, 100%. I got 17 more months. Is that cut less it. Than a year and a half? Literally cut it. So they've been physical therapy and PTA in me on my, like my shoulder, but they've been rubbing other parts because they understand how the body works. So it's so weird. I'm like, my shoulder's is broken, but you're like.
It's all connected though.
I know, but I don't understand shit. So they're like,
isn't
rubbing
that crazy?
My...
You don't feel how heavy your arms are?
I know.
Yo, that's a weird thought.
No, stop. Are we high? I don't like it. Dude, you know what also I don't like? I don't like the idea of like your brain makes your, like if you're like, I want to move my fingers and you just move your fingers. What? Your fucking brain talks to your spinal column goes, move the fingers, and you move the fingers.
Yeah. You know what I learned recently?
Uh-oh.
In deep sleep, REM is rapid eye movement. When you're deep, when you're dreaming, your eyes are bouncing back and forth.
I know, and I saw-
Why?
I don't know.
Like a DVD thing? Ding, 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 ding.
And but I you saw think TikTok for a good sleep, if you need to go to sleep, then you just do that. If you're awake and you can't go to sleep, you just do that a bunch and you go to sleep.
I always try those things.
Never work.
I always end up on like YouTube shorts. It'll be like, are you trying to fall asleep? All the comments are like, oh my God, it's so relatable. I'm here at 4 a.m. Literally everyone shut up and tell me how to sleep. It's always like, try the 4-7-8 method. In for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8. Then I do that for 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm just vaping on oxygen.
I'm going to get in the comments and say, jerk off.
Bro. When you jerk off and you don't fall asleep after,
what's happening? Something's broken.
That's when you know. That's when you know the Celsius is still in your body.
Oh my God. Dude, the amount of caffeine you had before a show, and then you're on like the East Coast times, so you're just fucked. And you're like, oh,
5 a.m.
I'm going to sleep at 5:17 in the morning.
Over the hell last weekend, I just did that. 5 a.m. Birds are coming out.
I mean, what's even
happening?
I'm like, happening?
Oh, cool. Time to get a nice 6 hours.
I mean, it's terrible, dude.
Dude, I need to invent a switch on your body. Timer. We just go bing. 8 hours of sleep. Good night.
Yeah, but let me pitch you this. You ever get 8 hours, wake up, still tired. What is going on? Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't fucking tell you guys this.
Yeah.
In B-more, Baltimore, for those of you who don't know.
Lamar Jackson.
Exactly. There was the manager at a club knocked on the green room door. He goes, hey, Michael. I go, yes. He goes, there's someone with a sex robot in the front row. And I go, I'm sorry. What did you just say to me?
And then you said, get it out, right?
Well, here's where the story comes. He goes, I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm going to go take a picture. He took a picture, came back. It is a sex robot in the very front row. And right behind the sex robot is the owner of the sex robot, a lady. With an with an orange mohawk. Oh, actually, at that time, I thought it was a dude because she had her head down. But so I thought it was a dude with a fucking orange mohawk. And I'm like,
what type of reptile convention ass crap?
Correct. And I'm like, I look at the owner and I go, listen, clip part of me wants to be like, leave it right now. But like the art side of me wants them to both burn in a well. Get out. Why are you being so like, look at me, pick me, I'm me. Like, but of course, clip side won. So in my head, I'm like, all right, sex robots. I start writing bits in my head. I'm like, this clip's doing 50 million, dog. I don't give a shit. A fucking sex robot in the front goddamn row. I go out there. Oh, by the way, I told the host and the feature, I go, if you even fucking look at them, I'm going to lose my mind.
So you said, don't mention it?
Do not.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, because
there's R2 double D2 in front row.
I should have texted you. That's fucking great.
Yeah. What are we doing? Clip it. Here, put it in there.
I mean, you'll see the clip. The bitch is getting baked tonight. I'm fucking doing it tonight. I'm so excited. But I go
That's
out there.
Crazy.
I go out there.
So, but the host and the feature couldn't address it at all?
Nope.
Is the rest of the crowd seeing this?
I don't know if they did, honestly.
Oh my God, dude. That's like the hardest level.
Very front row.
What?
It's like not exactly center, but it's like
would,
center.
You would notice.
If you're in the audience,
dude,
you mean?
Get, dude, a sex robot? Like a plastic one or like silicone, like F
It looked like, literally looked like a Tesla robot, like silver.
Yeah.
Wearing a choker. And there was a third eye, like where the third eye goes. Like that's
why does it got three eyes?
Dude, I don't, why are you bringing a sex robot to the fucking comedy club? I mean, this person's insane.
For clips.
So I
think people are putting themselves specifically in the front row just to be like,
Of course. People are dressed in scantily clad. People are just wearing wacko. Dude,
but if I'm trying to promo an OF, I'm wearing the lowest cut t-shirt I can think of. Yep. And I'm sitting front and center.
Someone talking
with the shirt that says,
honk,
dad
honk.
Gone. And it's your merch. which I think people already do.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so your host walks out and is like, hey, how's everybody doing tonight? And there's a sex robot.
Hello. Like, dude, just, I mean, so
you addressed it immediately or how did this work?
So I go out there and I go, what the fuck? Acting like, I don't know. I go, dude, why you got a, is that a sex robot? You got a robot? And the woman goes, no, it's a mannequin. I'm fucked. Everything I had in my head that I was going to say is about a sex robot. So I go, damn, I can't believe you got a sex robot in the front row. I just reset that bitch. I know.
Yeah.
Reset that bitch.
Yeah, but also nobody's going to be watching and be like, that's actually a mannequin.
Yeah, well, because I asked my videographer and he was like, dude, on camera, it looks like a fucking robot.
I need to see it. Can he send me like a screenshot or something?
Yeah, I mean, I can ask. Let's see.
If you take someone else's sex robot and have sex with it, dude, what kind of crime is that? Is that just a
crime?
I think stealing,
that's a
right?
a potluck, just brother. Stealing. What are you talking about? It's a picnic. What do you mean?
I think
you ain't never asked for a cup of flour next door.
Yo, I think it's like, I think it's like Blockbuster that you have to just rewind it when you're done.
Yeah, just take her to a car wash and do the one with the quarters and just clean out the bottom. I mean, dude, there's got to be roommates that share fleshlights.
Have to be.
I think this podcast alone has shared a fleshlight.
God damn.
Trevor Wallace, I am on tour. I'm returning to Austin, Texas next week where I film my special. I absolutely love this theater. I'm so excited. Just doing one show there this time. February 13th, that is the day before Valentine's Day. Pull up, dude. And if you want to do a little friggin' afterwards, Valentine's Day, we're doing Grand Prairie, aka Dallas. And that is February 15th, that's Sunday. Pull up. Dude, go to dinner on the 14th. Come get some comedy on the 15th. Yeah. Huh? Either way, you're shucking and fucking after both. Then I'm just going to read a bunch of cities that I'm on the tour. February 17th, Tulsa. February 18th, Oklahoma City. February 19th, Kansas City. February 20th, St. Louis. February 21st, Memphis, Tennessee. February 22nd, Birmingham, Alabama. And then Cheyenne, Denver, Colorado Springs. Phoenix. March 13th and 14th, doing my special. Low tickets on both those. And then rounding out the tour in Red Bank, New Jersey, low tickets. Huntington, New York, low tickets. Boston, Massachusetts, low tickets. And then Halifax, Canada. I'm doing the Great Outdoors Festival August 8th. Big ass show. TrevorWallace.com for tickets. Michael Blaustein, where are you going to be yelling about feet?
Baby boy. February 19th, I will be in Lexington, Kentucky. Very low tickets there, guys. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio at the Taft Theater. Very excited about that. February 21st, we added a show in Charlestown, West Virginia. Low tickets on that. Rochester, New York, March 5th through the 7th. I think all shows are almost sold out, so go get tickets. March 11th, I'll be in Palm Desert. And then March 14th, very excited. I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then I'm going to say some cities. If you hear them, go get tickets. Cleveland, Spokane. We added a show there. Go to that. Seattle, Eugene, Oregon, Dayton, Ohio. Low tickets. Vancouver. We just had a show there. Calgary. We added a show there too. So go get tickets. Oh, go get tickets. I love you guys. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Golden Nugget Online Casino. Winter winds are blowing in. Golden Nugget Online Casino brings your favorite game straight to you. Play for big wins on more than 1,000 slots, including the wildly popular Huff and More Puff. New players get 500 spins on any Huff and Puff slot. Just wager $5 on almost anything to unlock 50 spins a day for your first 10 days on your choice of Huff and Puff slots. Download the Golden Nugget Online Casino app and sign up with the code STIFFSOCKS. Then make any Moment Golden with all of your casino favors. In partnership with Golden Nugget Online Casino, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for featured games only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at www.goldennuggetcasino.com/promos and February 28th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time.
Goddamn.
Can I change this really quickly? I just had a thought. If you go to a department store and you steal a coat and you bring it back in a day, is that still a crime? That's
what I don't know. If you steal it?
If I take a coat and I come back with it 2 days later, here you go. Am I still in trouble?
Extended borrowing.
Yeah, but am I?
But legally, you borrowed it for free.
Yeah. Yeah, but is it still stealing? Like, can I only go to jail because I took it for 2 days?
Let me flip this for you.
Give it to me.
If you buy a jacket, wear it one night and then return it the next day, I lost my train of thought. Is that stealing? Or is that just outsmarting the man?
Returning a stolen item does not erase the crime.
It's funny to return a stolen item and they're like, you ever see it for this? You're like, nah, but this is from you. Yeah. It's still got a tag on it.
People do it all the time. But that's why they go, we only can give you store credit.
What's the last thing you stole?
The last thing I stole, I know exactly what it is. Hold on. The last thing I stole, I got in trouble for it. That's why it was the last thing I stole. Hold on.
Was this recent?
No, it wasn't recent. What the fuck was it?
I mean, the obvious answer is self-checkout.
No, I haven't done that.
You never...
The bags?
You never lied about the bags?
I lied about the bag.
You never lied that it wasn't a Honeycrisp and maybe it's a Gala.
I've never done that, but I've definitely done a bag. So maybe that's the last thing I saw.
I'll be lying the fuck out of those things. I'm illiterate. What do you want me to do?
My bad.
Dude, they give anybody the access to use the self-checkout. But like, I could not be all there mentally and still be like, I don't know how to scan shit.
Oh, right.
I'm just trying.
Right.
Oh, I rang up a Nike shoebox as raspberries.
Yeah, my bad.
It's close phonetically. Yeah,
my name is Pinecone. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Claim autism for anything? My bad, I have autism.
Literally my girl said last night, she's like, I think I'm autistic. Like, I legit think. I'm like, dude, am I clapping somebody with it? It's too late.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is. Honestly, it is awesome.
Because she's locked in. She's the most focused, and I'm like, good.
I mean, I'm jealous of that, man. You come, she knows exactly I'm going to fish her in there.
Fish?
Nice. Little guppies?
Yeah, they look like little guppies. Yeah, guppies is a horrible name, dude. A horrible fucking name.
Do you think cum makes sounds?
In there?
Yeah, like you listen really quietly.
Yeah, they're moving, right? They should produce some sound.
So.
Okay, I love how this goes.
Are the sperm cells in the sperm or is all the sperm the cells? You know what I mean? Like, is it like a boba in a slushy or is everything that comes out?
It's a boba and a slushy.
That's it's perfect. A boba and a slushy.
Really?
Yeah, the slushy is the ejaculate.
Yeah, and the sperm are in there.
Yeah.
So they're getting a running start.
They are. Are they actually moving or is it the nut that's making them
move?
Well,
I think it's like, it's kind of like a catapult thing where it's like, you know what the shot put? It's like the nut, it's like running and then they like, and then once it gets up in there, the sperm like kind of break through maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, are they swimming in the ejaculate or when they get up there, they're just swimming in the fluids?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And do we know how fast they are?
27 miles an hour.
But no, but that's how fast the ejaculate comes to a cock. I'm talking about how fast the sperm swim in the pussy. Or the fallopian tubes or whatever the frick it's called.
I don't know.
I don't really know much. Like, generally. It's upsetting. So I get on stage. There's a fucking knot. It was a mannequin.
Used? And it was a woman.
It was a woman with a mannequin.
Oh, and was a mannequin man or woman?
You know what's funny? I think it's a man because it's named Mannequin.
I was just going to say that.
Guys, that's it for me. Is this a Titanic? Titanic.
Michael Blaustein, live from Magoobies. What mannequin?
Dude, having... Just saying live from Magoobies is just... Dude...
Live from the Chuckle Shack.
Bro, you can't clip this, but everyone that...
Clip it.
Fuck, whatever. We'll figure it out later. Everyone at Magoobies that was working there, the nicest people in the world, everyone tismed.
That's every comedy club in
America.
That's
also true. But we, bro, but we dude, kept, calling, dude, we kept always... calling everyone else Magoobies. You know what I mean? Like, we went to like a place and everyone was a little, you were like, it's just a bunch of Magoobies that work here.
Little Magoobies. Buddy, I mean, there is nothing more of a, how do I say this? More of a like mythical pull at a comedy club than when the sound guy walks into the green room. It is, you never know what type of sound guy you're going to get. And it's always like, you hear like a knock and you're like, dun, dun, dun. And then a guy with like white dude with dregs and like purple glasses, one gauge. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm Kiefer. I'm the sound guy. What?
Hey, Kiefer. What's up, man? What do you need?
I was just wondering, how long are you doing?
I see here your whack-ass song is Dragon Slayer.
That's what
I'm nodding off because I'm on heroin.
Yeah. But then you get sound guys that come in and like, hey, how are you? I do tech at the local theater. Just want to blah, blah, blah. Just nicest person in the whole world.
What fucking club are you going to?
I don't know. Some of the sound techs are really nice and they're like really on top of it. And some are just some are clearly on methadone.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a guy in Dayton.
Virginia Beach, say it. Okay, no.
Dayton. You could tell this guy had been working there for like 20 years.
Yeah.
He was playing like music that was kind of older, definitely older. In the second show, I was like, hey, man, I got this playlist on Spotify to play for like my tour shows. You want to put that on? And then he puts it on. And then I guess he pulls the opening act, Tony, to the side. And he goes, yeah, sure you want this? Like, I know how to get people fired up.
Oh, no.
Next night, he plays his playlist. And he's bringing us up to DMX.
No.
But he was like, he was doing the intro like while his voice, he was like, you guys ready for the best fucking night of your comedy alive? Yeah. Yeah. Bum, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum. Yeah, it's just weird. We're fucking Dayton, Ohio, motherfucker. And I'm like, buddy, just play Ken Carson and bring me up.
Yeah.
But he was the guy who was like sneaking jokes in, which I, you know, it's like,
that's great.
You've been doing this for so long. That's like, great. Fucking dude, get some pops off.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to get a quick joke off?
Get dude, in
the
there.
Staff treats you like shit. Let me get a, I'll get the staff jealous when they're laughing at my jokes.
Yep.
But I just thought it was funny. Like, I was like, hey, bring me up to this song. He's like, no.
No.
Fuck DMX.
You. Yeah. Dude, it is a weird thing when you're sort of like coming into their house, but it's your show, but it's their house. It's like a weird combo. House! Dude, I didn't see Gigi for like 15 days. I was losing my mind. Like I was watching like on FaceTime. I was like,
her. She's hard to miss.
She's fat.
Large.
Big. Tiny. Little. She's 11 pounds now. 11 pounds.
That is too much. It's so heavy. Dude, that is a little... picture an 11-pound bowling ball. That's your dog.
But it's a dog.
Fat.
It's a dog.
What does that mean?
Dude, 11 pounds for a dog is so tiny. Dude, your cat probably weighs 11 pounds.
I know. He's getting bigger. He's stress eating. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't even know. Oh!
What was I saying?
I don't know.
The cum robot. You didn't even finish the story.
Doesn't matter. This is how we do it. We tell one story for an hour and a half, and then we keep sidetracking. This is how we do the show. It's
love
great.
It. Cut it.
Stiff Socks live from Cut It.
Cut It's a great, like, great title. For
I mean, it's so great.
Cut It.
Cut It, please.
Cut It.
Cut It.
All right,
cut
go ahead.
Oh, I love that song. So I get on stage, and I just repeat that it's a sex robot, and then, dude, I riff this bit. That if this thing doesn't get 50,000 million quadrillion views, I'm going to lose my mind. I go, something about, I was like, the sex robot. I was like, dude, only a white person would have a sex robot. If a black dude has sex robot, you would just hear this. Beep. Beep. And dude,
In Baltimore.
I was like, am I Dave Chappelle? It got a pop where I was like, good. I wanted to say good. I was 2 minutes in a good night.
Great.
Good night.
Thank God that hit. Thank God that hit.
Dude, you know what's funny is I never think about that. I think about it afterwards where I'm like, that was a little.
But it's a confidence. If you're like stuttering into it, it's also like the premise is already so like we're in fairy tale land.
Yeah.
There's a sex robot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the clip. Do you have footage? Did they send a photo?
Oh, let me see.
And so did it have tits or hair? Or like what? Like
no, because like
I'm picturing like a Tesla robot with like a rack.
It looked like from the initial picture that I saw, it was like it was dressed and it was like a side angle. So I don't. When he sends it to me, I'll show it to you.
You know what's funny is like they brought it to the show as like a bit, and then they went home that night. And let's just say the robot was plugged in.
Oh,
to her.
Yeah.
It's funny as like a bit, but then you're also like you own that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you put that in different positions.
Like that thing, if you put a black light on it, that robot looks like a cow. Moo, moo.
I mean, it just like, yeah.
But that's where we're entering. It's like the front row is just going to be now.
She told me that she is a comedian and that she has done shows with her and the mannequin. Yeah. And something else I said, which didn't get laughs.
Oh, no.
I go, what are you talking about? She was like, yeah.
Didn't get laughs moment.
I know. Well, because it was too much. She goes, yeah, I do a all-woman comedy show. And I go, all-woman comedy show? That's not funny. And that's what you heard. we were cooking at that point, they were not, and I commented how like whatever I yelled at them, but it was funny. I was just like,
girl, that's a book club.
We ain't exchanging recipes.
Does she have clips with the robot online? Like, do you remember her name or anything?
I don't. I mean, maybe.
But, I mean, honestly, she's probably like hoping you clip that, gets exposure, then she clips it.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden she's opening for you at Magoobies.
Yeah.
And her rider's a USB.
Let me get the W40 and USB.
I mean, but that's almost like, and you're so good at crowd work, and you're so good right out of gate at it. Like, if I saw that, I probably wouldn't address it for 30 minutes in, just so I could like start cooking, and then be like, all right, what the fuck is this? Just because if I walk out, I'm like,
I think that moment though is so funny because I literally didn't even say hello to them. They clap. I grab that. What in the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And that's why I told them. That's why I told the host in the feature. Not the same thing because I wanted that moment. I wanted the moment to be like, "What is happening here? You're bringing what? I don't even know what the fuck I said.
Yeah.
But she was like for real funny and like I was like, oh, I can. You know, you could tell you like, oh, she's done comedy like before.
Right.
But yeah, it was just such a. I mean, and the show was really fun. But it was. I just want to tell you. I mean. I've never had an owner knock on the door and be like, hey man, do you want me to kick these people out or do you want me to leave them in? Because he was just like, there's a robot in the front row. Like, what do you want me to do?
I thought he was fucking joking.
I really need him to send it.
You ever fucking robot so hard you got to put it in rice after? God damn!
I mean, honestly, I should have fucking called you.
Bro, imagine, all right guys, please hold like 8 hours. I'll be right here. I'm going on stage. Bro, I'm looking back through all the Stiff Sox tour footage. There's some really funny shit in there.
I know, dude.
I'm starting to clip it up.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to go through it, man.
Bro, remember the guy who lost his virginity to his cousin?
Yes.
Blurred his face.
As I a saw special that gentleman. It went fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that was one night. There's like I'm looking at one right now, maybe, with like the country, the soundboard shit. Like, there's so much funny shit in there.
Yeah.
You got to go through that. Dude, speaking of sex robots.
Sex robots.
Speaking of sex robots, we had some downtime on the tour bus and-
Oh, hold up. Go ahead. Speaking of sex robots, we had downtime on the goddamn bus. I thought we all fucked each other. We ain't nothing but, think about this. We're nothing but kind of, we're sex robots. We are. That's our own. We are sex robots. Our entire goal downloaded into us is to fuck.
And eat.
Eat. Yeah, you're right.
Meat and beat. I mean, open up a food truck. Why do food trucks have to have like the horniest names?
I don't know.
They always have to be like a funny. I'm like, you're literally on wheels. Everything about this is funny.
Stop being horny. It's a grilled cheese stand on wheels. Why don't they have a lemonade truck? They have lemonade stands. Yeah. They have lemonade trucks.
I don't know. There's certain things where it's like, if you're a kid selling it, it's the best thing ever. And then you pass by a lemonade truck and you're like, I'm furious. Like, remember that dog park I went to? They had a food truck out front and it was all food for dogs. I have never wished that an RPG had been closer in my reach. When I saw it, they had parfaits called Parfaits for $14.
Absolutely.
Parfait for your dog.
No.
And they're like, we're a small owned boutique. Yeah, no shit.
No shit. It's got to be small because you sell one of these every month.
Because Tyson Chicken ain't buying this.
No.
Parfait.
I hate it.
Ja Morant. Anyways. Speaking of sex robots. No. We were on the tour bus and we were talking about.
Sorry. I'm allergic to how funny this show is.
I never heard you sneeze.
I don't sneeze at all. That was wild.
What is that? You can burp on command, but you can't sneeze?
Chew.
That was crazy timing. Clip that. Clip it. Cut it. cut this whole podcast. Can we say any of this?
Goddamn.
This ad is brought to you by Prize Picks. The big game is almost here, and there's no better way to cash in during America's biggest sporting event than Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. And since the big game is right around the corner, that also means it's your last chance to get into the football action before in the next season. So close the season out right with Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5.
Dude, Prize Picks is available here in California. Thank God. I downloaded the app and I've been playing ever since. I've been picking more on, I don't know, let's see. This is what I did. I picked more on Christian McCaffrey every freaking week and he hasn't let me down. All right, make sure to check if Prize Picks is available in your state today. It probably is. All right, they're available in 50 freaking states.
It's fun, man. You know, the big game is coming up and if you aren't specifically, your team's not in it, this is a fun way to kind of make your own team in it by picking more or less on who you want in your projections, which is kind of just a fun way to get a little bit more. Instead of just having one team, you can kind of have like more or less some of the guys on New England, more or less some of the guys on Seattle. You can kind of like mix it up so you can make it your own kind of big game. Which dude, is a lot better than just like this team or that team. You can kind of have more fun with it.
Yep, I love it, dude. I've been cranking Prize Picks with the Knicks this season. It just makes the games that much more fun, dude.
Also, they have a new feature. Prize Picks now has early payouts. If your player gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes.
Huh? So, if you want all that and more, download the Prize Picks app today and use code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SOX to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Goddamn.
Cole and I, another comedian, Cole Garrett, very funny guy. We very are talking guy. About Chat Roulette and Omegle days. Allie, my assistant, was on the tour bus with us. She goes, I've never been on it. I was like, what do you mean you've never? She's like, just different generations of like growing up.
Yeah.
So we screen mirrored my laptop onto the TV on the bus.
Great.
And I think we're going through Chat Roulette, not Omegle, one of the two, Chat Roulette. Dude, the first thing we see.
I'm so excited. I have a
clip of it. I mean, this guy would lose his job if I showed it. but I mean, what do we, should we play it or?
Why don't we just, can we blur his face?
I don't know. He wasn't.
Or wasn't his face, his face wasn't out there?
No, his face was, well.
A different head?
So, okay. Well,
guys, a different head. I was talking about his dick. Got it. Okay.
Here's the video. So this is the first video we see getting on Chat Roulette.
Hello? Hello?
Oh! Don't film that.
Oh! I don't know if you just whipped your dick out, dude. You're on stream. You're on stream. Dude, that's awesome. My name is Carl. University of. I live in 1187. Work at the. So please, please, let know that I said that. Everyone and their mom's gonna care. Everybody's gonna care, bro. Every white person, they care so much about that. Jews especially, they care a lot. They care a lot, trust me. They care a lot.
I can't believe this is number one.
Who the fuck is this?
I put you straight at the end. That was the first guy.
I missed what he said at the end.
I can't say it. He goes, who the F is this F slur?
Right.
To me.
To you.
First guy we see on.
I mean, that's crazy.
As a white guy, this is the last word
one that you should use.
And then as a straight guy, the second to last word you should ever use.
Yeah.
He was, but like, first went out. And Allie's never been on this website. And Allie's like very Christian, very like.
Yeah, super religious. Yeah.
Super religious. We'll say like frick and son of a beach and like, and gosh darn it. And what the heck? Like, does not cuss.
Yeah.
But works with me. That's the first guy. And I mean, first thing we see. And so we're tapping around, And we're like, dude, this is crazy. No dicks yet. And we're maybe like 20 minutes into it. We see a guy and like the close-up of his face is just like, I'm like, oh, we thought he's fake. I was like, oh, this guy's fake, jerking off. He pans down. This guy's beating his shit.
He pans down?
Pans down. Starts on his face going, and then starts beating his shit. This guy had a fucking hog. I've never heard Allie scream so hard in my entire life. Like terrors. She said, get it off. And I was like, he's about to. But yeah, really, because I mean, like, she's very, doesn't watch porn, is celibate. And this is like the first, she's done it in the past with celibate now. She was like the first time she's seen a hog in like 4 years and it's through chat roulette. And this guy shows his face and then his meat.
Oh my God. At least he had beautiful meat. It'd be another thing you'd have like a micro pee-pee.
It was pretty skinny, but it was big.
Dude, how is this thing still happening?
I don't know. Well, usually all the guys that would jerk off wouldn't show their face. This guy showed face first. That he went fucking head to head.
Damn.
Heat of rivalry.
People don't give a shit.
No. Dude, there was a guy on there. He like, I guess you can call people on there now. Like if you're on, like this guy kept calling. He was like, I think he's unwell mentally. A lot of people are on there where, but this guy.
Nobody's doing great like, that's on this site. No one dude, like actually really with sad. A healthy friend group. Because
this was on a Friday
great
night.
Job.
It was a Friday night. And like yeah. people, in you could like, before you accept somebody to talk to them, it'd be like their name and a fun fact. And it'd be like, just at home drinking alone. And like, probably like 5 out of 10 guys you talk to would be like, yo, I'm just pretty drunk right now. Like, damn, dude.
So was Allie on there or you too?
We were sitting next to each other on the same screen. But there was a guy on there who would like, I think he was like Russian or like maybe just drunk, but he was like, I want to talk to the woman, put the woman on. And then he was like, I'm going to jerk off to you.
No.
Swear to God. She was like terrified. And then he kept calling. And then we like answered it, but nobody in the frame. Like, what do you want, dude? He's like, show me the woman.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking bizarre on those
dude,
websites.
People.
But it's actually really sad.
Wild. But what's the purpose? How is that website like making money? Like, is it just like ad revenue on the side or something?
One of them you could like buy premium where you can like skip. Or you can set your preferences. It didn't used to be like that, but I tried to like change it to where it would only show women, but it was like, if you want to change your preferences, you have to like buy the thing or something.
Oh,
like that.
Dude, everyone's just getting fucking scammed.
Everybody. And it's all like kids. And it's just like, you know, they do it like, you know, I looked at the fine print and it was like, oh, $7. And you're like, oh, that's easy. And then it goes every 13 days. Like, God damn.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah, you're right, dude. Seventh graders are getting fucked. Their goddamn, the mom's credit card.
Not them, their mom's credit card.
Exactly. But what I'm saying, their mom's going to be like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. Especially if they have like the Apple Pay, like scan the face, like use the thing.
Have you gotten in trouble for like using your parents' credit card for that type of stuff?
No, I think I missed that generation.
Dude,
I
never did it. My friends got in trouble for like calling sex lines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more like the call. I went over on internet, like my phone early on with like data shit, but like I never like would, there wasn't any really video games. I was buying a bunch of shit.
It wasn't video games, but it was like phone sex hotlines, which I can't believe still exist. But the phone sex lines were the fucking, like they would call and they'd be like, the first 10 minutes is free. And then the girl just keeps talking to my friends and he's all horny. And then all of a sudden he's down $150.
Yeah, you're at $957, like. You need to say goodbye.
Show something right now. Show something. Yeah, through the phone line.
Half the time it's just a girl in the call center.
What
are you wearing?
All of the time.
I mean, literally sweats.
Yeah.
Suit jacket.
I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt that there's baby throw up on it because I have a kid.
I'm wearing JNCO jeans.
Yeah. I'm in Pakistan.
The other photo.
Right there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. That's the photo I initially got. So you see the orange fucking mohawk in the left? So I got that, and then the dude next to her, I thought it was him and the sex robot. I was like, oh, bro.
So, okay, so this is the robot that was in the front row.
This is the robot
that was clearly a robot, not a mannequin.
Yeah, I mean, it was 100% a robot in my head. Soon as I get out there, you get a closer look and you're like, oh, that's not, it's just a fucking mannequin painted. So, but it has a robot face and it looks like a robot.
Where do you insert
I don't. I mean, it was half a robot. Like, it was cut off by at the hips.
Was the guy to the right of it with that thing? Because imagine getting seated, like, all right, sir, here's your seat. You're like, I got to sit next to this thing.
So the dude, the orange tomahawk hair lady, and to the left of her, they were roommates.
They've shared that thing.
100%. And that dude is married. And I was like, where's your wife? So why do you have a room? Like, why do you have a roommate? And he was just like, oh, my wife lives like 4 hours away. And I just like, I work here. So this is why I'm like, you've killed someone. Like, you're on the run. There's no, what, this story is so weird. But can you imagine?
He has a roommate, but it has a wife and a sex robot in the house.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine what that house looks like? Just Doritos everywhere.
I was thinking more like parts.
They're making other fucking
like a leg. There's got to be a leg somewhere of that robot.
Oh, right, the bottom half is somewhere.
Did that thing have a russy on it?
No,
a robot pussy.
I got it.
Did it have like, what would it have, like two floppy disks down there?
Oh, that would be all right.
Like, what makes that a sex robot?
I think the bottom. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You didn't ask to see?
No. What I'm saying is,
call everybody in the crowd and tell them to go back right now.
As soon as I got up there, I realized it was a mannequin, not a sex robot. But doesn't
that
look
like? Wait, so why did they bring that?
Because she said that all of her friends bought tickets, and then one person in the front had to bail. So she was like, I didn't want to leave that seat empty for you. So I brought my robot.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by Lumi Gummies. Whoa. Listen up, everybody. Imagine if edibles made you feel good instead of too high. Most edibles get me too high, but Lumi Gummies always make me feel just right, consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Lumi Gummies are specifically designed to make you feel good, not stoned. Whether you're looking for an end-of-day de-stressor, or a midday mood boost, or help getting the best sleep ever, Lumi Gummies is a strain that is right for you. I can't tell you enough, man. I was on the road this last week, and every night I was just tweaked up off of Celsius with way too much caffeine from the show. And I looked forward to taking one of these to help put me to sleep. All right.
Buddy, they have incredible flavors. They got, all right, the plumberry runts. Okay, it's just 5 milligram gummies an hour before I go to freaking sleep. And this indica, you know, treat just, you know, sends me straight to Dreamville, dude, and I wake up super well rested and without any grogginess. So, Lumi Gummies are available nationwide. Go to LumiGummies.com. That is LumiGummies.com and use our code SOCKS for 30% off your order. Again, that is LumiGummies.com, code SOCKS. LumiGummies.com, code SOCKS.
Goddamn.
It honestly, she was so nice. It was such a fun interaction. It was like I talked to them for, I don't know, 19 minutes.
So do they have sex with it?
They didn't clarify, but of course they do. There's no way.
So I'm not understanding. This is just a
So think about what a mannequin is and then paint it silver. But that's a robot. Took this picture, show didn't even start. The owner was like, do you want me to remove them? Like, I literally go, like, move them to another seat or, like, remove their... He was like, your call. I can kick them out right now. It's like, kick them out. They didn't even do anything yet.
The club manager told you the sex robot was really just a mannequin?
Yeah. But from everyone's angle, it looks like a sex robot. But as soon as I got up there, I was like, why is there a sex... What are you doing with a sex robot? She's like, oh, no, it's just a mannequin.
Why did they have it in the first place? Not even at the show, but just in general.
Well, she said that they do... She does, like, a comedy... like sketch with the mannequin, like as like her like companion or I don't even know, but I do
you
know
can
that
drive
they
in the
fuck
carpool
it.
Lane with that thing.
Why not? I do know they fuck it. There's no way they don't.
But where? What does it have?
I mean, probably
Thunderbolt.
Probably the bottom has like a. Like
that's
a flashlight.
I'm immediately giving it a colonoscopy live on stage.
I was gonna bring it up on stage, but I don't know what happened. It's all good. It was a wild, so fun show. But to bring, think about that. She had to put that in her truck. Definitely she has a truck. She had to put that in her truck with her friend and just
probably
drive
sat
it
on top of it while she drove there.
And just.
Jarvis, finger me.
My hands hurt. Please don't make me do it again. And then Damn. She got out of the car, waited in line with the mannequin.
Yeah.
First of all, security let her in. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
All wow. over the seat with this robot.
You didn't let it, you make me check Bro. My coat, bitch, but you don't even gotta check a fucking robot?
Dude, that's how Rome let a horse, the Trojan horse, in
that's
there.
That's exactly what happened.
Bro, you could have walked on stage and you hear 3, 2, 1. It's not New Year's.
Dude, that shit is
comedian killed by robot.
I mean, honestly,
is AI taking our jobs?
He took his job. One less crowd work comedian. Everyone just fucking gets so excited. I mean, what a wild, wild interaction we had with her.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Dude, there was another woman, two women in the front row of another show, wouldn't stop talking. Literally wouldn't stop talking. And they kept interrupting me. And I was like, why are both, you guys both should have a podcast. Your podcast would sound like this. And then I go in the background, both your husbands would kill themselves.
Did you get them kicked out?
No. They were just being excited. There's like a, I mean, obviously, what am I explaining to you? You know, like there's a difference between like trying to heckle and just being excited. I feel real bad to kick people out there. They're like, I'm happy that you're here and like doing like the heart thing with their hands. It's like, I just feels so mean.
Oh, she's autistic.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
My girlfriend. It's an interesting one. If it's like where this happening in Sacramento, where I don't mind the excitement of one, but it's, you ever get the person that like almost like fact checks you?
Yeah.
Well, like actually, no, that's in Lincoln. No, that's not in Omaha.
Yeah.
That shit, I can't. Or the why person. You're like, man, I want to get addicted to vaping. Why? I'm going to get there.
Dude, a woman.
Why?
In Baltimore, I had this whole story about a high school football story. And I'm like 25 seconds in. And she goes, what position did you play? And I said, what? And she raises her hand. And I go, what? She goes, what position did you play? And I was like, bitch. You honestly think that I'm going to say I played football in high school and not tell you what position I play? I go, let me do this. And then she goes, right, but this story is taking too long. And I go, I just fucking started this story. I look at her husband and I go, why did you do this?
I think it's just the attention span. But I'm also the same way. Every time someone's talking to me, I'm like, get to the point. Get to the punch.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. But it's like this, but it's like to your point where you're like, where you say, oh, I vape, and someone goes, why? I swear to God, I'll get there. I literally look at the woman, I go, do you know where you are right now? Like, do you have any idea where you are? Because maybe you don't know. Maybe you think, I don't know.
What do you mean? Like, she doesn't know she's at a comedy club?
The sort of like idea I was saying is like, I don't think you know how this works. Mm. Or maybe you think you're at a medieval times or something. I don't know where you think you are, but this is crazy. But it's also, it is my fault. It's like a lot of stuff that people see is me interacting with the crowd. So if you,
that's true. Yeah, I feel the
same
way.
Been to a show before and you yell some shit out, that doesn't seem that different. It's like, I'm, you know, by releasing all stuff, I'm inviting it as well. So I try to like put that in my brain as I'm like thinking about like kicking people out or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't kicked someone out I don't think I've ever looked at someone and said, get out. That's a lie. Like recently.
What is this?
What's this?
I wanted to get your guys' take on this plane that crashed. And a lot of people are saying anyone that exits planes with their luggage should be put on the no-fly list.
Fuck that. I'm grabbing my shit.
Yeah, where exactly. So a plane crash and people are mad that people have their book bags on and their luggage.
No, you know who should be on the no-fly list? American Airlines.
Yeah.
The plane that fucking went down.
Because they literally can't fly.
Yes.
You're on the no-fly list.
You are on the goodbye list.
Yep. I would like to say this, though. I don't think these people fly enough to understand that your backpack is underneath your fucking seat.
Yeah, you're not.
If you have to go in the fucking what?
Yeah, if you're out like, there with your way bag, roller that's a little bag something. But
problem.
That's yeah.
How are we not looking at the bigger issue? This post was made by American Airlines for sure. It's the people's fault. Is this AI?
It look, dude. That's the problem.
Oh, that person is ate shit.
This is the most boomer thought, but this is the problem, man. Everything's fucking AI. I don't know. Like, that could be AI.
Do you know what's funny? I saw some plain rule thing that was like, if you're sitting in the exit seat, please don't have stilettos for the slide. It'll pop it. We're in the Pacific Ocean. We're all going to die. If you, the stilettos.
If you don't
let a hoe be a hoe. One last flight.
Let me get one last cockiness.
It said like, it was like, don't wear stilettos on the slide. You'll pop the slide.
Well, also, man, don't tell me that because you're telling me that this bitch is going to go down. What in the fuck is this?
This is AI.
This is AI, but they are going kind of viral right now. It's too...
Wait, what's the name? I need to see if any of my friends follow it. That's the funniest when you have friends that... I have like three guys that I know that I went to like college with that all follow like the hot chicks. And I'm like, you guys. Thank God nobody I know follows but me. Just kidding. No, I don't.
But this is how deep we're getting into like debauchery of just life.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Well, dude, we started with the Down syndrome filter. Now we're here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Bro, I honestly think the next. Okay. What's their Instagram?
Check my eyes. Check my eyes.
Yeah. We should look at the fucking tripod. We should do it with this picture.
I mean, AI skin just looks so noticeably fake.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
But I will say, if I was 13, I don't think I would know. Somebody said, can this be real? Buddy's praying. God damn. I mean, honestly, like... This is not a nice comment, but like I wouldn't want that. That's double.
Go ahead.
I feel like you'd get really bad acne being that close to someone else.
I'm confused. So
if one hits a vape, can the other one exhale?
Yes, it's the same lungs.
Oh, they do have acne. Or what's so crazy is they AI'd it. Dude, they did an AI glove video. Oh my God.
Dude, where are we at inside? Where are we at?
I'm going to go to a gun store and they're going to be like, do you have a permit? And I'm just going to show them this photo and be like, yeah, no, for sure.
They're going to hand tonight. You two of them because they got two heads.
Who is the bitch with snakes on her head? Who's
this? Medusa?
Cleopatra?
Worst Greek teacher of all time. But who that bitch with the snakes?
So wait, I have a question. Are people making money off AI chicks?
Yes.
They have their stories.
Yeah.
Bro, so wait, do they have like literally OF?
That's what I was trying to find.
Dude, bro, why don't you take a guess?
Wait, go to the link. Bro, this is not good for society.
This is terrible, dude.
They put
4,500 subs. Dude, where are we at, man? Where are we at?
I think we could quit comedy and just come up and manage AI profiles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's the spicy link.
Spicy link?
238 people.
How many gigabytes? 238 people is still 238 people who think this is real.
Honestly, or they just convince themselves in the moment that it's real.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not just tell yourself it's real? Two heads, one vibe. Oh, you got to get back to Two Girls, One Cup.
I mean, this is like this for real. First of all, it says leaked. Leaked. Bitch, you can make your own. Go on fucking Adobe, you moron, and make your own.
Adobe, go on MS Paint.
Oh, God.
I mean, dude, go on fucking ChatGPT, type in 19 things, and you got it.
God, dude, this is really sad for society.
It's for real. Like, it's funny, but it's like for real sad, man. It's like, this is what happens when you grow up with porn since you were 9 years old. This is what happens. You're so desensitized. Dude, if you look on porn before you get on fucking Nintendo Wii, you're going to have an issue.
Yeah. I think what's going to be interesting is once this makes its way over to crowd work and now she's in the front of your crowd.
That's what I'm saying.
And the clip does 50 million in an hour. You can go, well, fuck your sex robot. Literally.
Dude,
we got the two-headed dragon on
here. I've been saying this for years, dude. Once they start doing AI crowd work stuff and you can't tell, it's just going to derail the entire
thing. AI anything, honestly.
Lydia.
And I'm Camila. We're excited to share more about our two-headed life with you all.
Why are these conjoined twins facing backlash? Valeria and Camila backlash. Are sisters who have grown quite the social media following. They are seemingly conjoined twins, claiming they have one body and two hearts.
So for the lungs, we actually have four. And for the tummies or stomachs, we have two.
They document their lives as conjoined twins, going to the gym together, relaxing by the beach, and meeting up with friends.
We can get drunk individually. Like, I might be tipsy while she's sober. But
So let me ask you this. Is the girl AI, or did the girl just make this AI? And
the whole thing is AI.
So the whole thing.
Yeah, everything.
Okay. Yeah, man.
It's fucking nuts.
They didn't just Mike Wazowski some hoe and throw an extra eye on her.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, this girl could be really, really great with fucking AI and just put another head on her body. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I don't know, but thing. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Because you know
actually,
what I mean?
Okay, like I
the,
see.
Yeah,
see.
The girl can be
if you
real.
Take the off, if you take the neck off to the right, it could be.
Correct. It really could be that girl, but then she just put another head. Or the whole thing's
crazy. We could literally have them as a podcast guest and not even have to do anything. ChatGPT, make them a guest.
I'm so mad.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. Stop what you're doing right now. Valentine's Day is almost here. And I want to let you in on a little secret that wins every year. 1-800-Flowers.com. It's great for your own mother,
yep.
Your girlfriend.
Yep.
Dude, even your boyfriend, bro. Every
yeah.
Guys deserve
I
flowers.
I might send you flowers.
Hey.
Yeah.
Head
that's right,
incoming.
Dude.
So everybody deserves something that shows that, you know, they've been putting a lot of effort. And this is why I trust 1-800-Flowers.com. They never let me down. Stunning bouquets, high quality, delivered on time every single time. Let me tell you something.
What?
Not only are the flowers absolutely beautiful, but it comes full 360. You got the vase. It comes with water.
Yes.
It's like, because if you were to go and do this on your own, like, every guy buys flowers and he has to put in like a protein shaker cup. And she's like, this looks awful.
Yeah, those
like,
are rocks in there.
Yeah, what the hell? It's just, if you really want the flowers to matter and do the full effect, you just go to 1-800-Flowers. They do the whole job for you and on time. Are you kidding me?
Buddy, never miss a freaking beat, dude. Their 7-day freshness guarantee backs up the quality. All right, these roses will freaking knock you in your socks. They'll knock your partner's socks, your mom, your dad, whoever you're sending them to, okay? And same day delivery nationwide. If you freaking forget that it's the 14th, you go, holy crapola, I gotta send them Valentine's Day flowers. Bang, 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 they will do it. Okay. So,
don't wait. Order today.
Exactly. So, to get the double blooms offer, buy one dozen, get two dozen roses free. Is everyone listening to me? You buy one dozen, you get two dozen roses free. Okay? Go to 1-800-flowers.com/socks right now. That is 1-800-flowers.com/socks to double your roses for free, dude.
Okay, so you get a bouquet for her at dinner, and then you lay the other bouquet on the bed when you get home.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Why is there rose petals all the way up to the bedroom? Oh.
Yeah. Bouquet, then a bukkake.
Goddamn.
All right, guys, you want to do a sock talk?
Let's do it.
All right, this is from Junior Valdez. Subject, it was an email. Subject, dentist know if you give head. My wife is a dental assistant, and she told me that dentists and hygienists know if you give head often. So the 16 years we have been together, she has rarely ever given me head in fear of being embarrassed at work. So I Googled it and found out it is true. Why would she be embarrassed is because if the office is slow, she would get a cleaning or a checkup. So she doesn't want them to know that she gives head. Love you guys. Love a pod.
I would just like to know what are the indications? Like enlarged
come on the
throat?
Cheek. Two jokes, one mic. I don't know.
Two jokes, one mic is the name of that two-headed bitches podcast.
Honestly. Yeah, but the problem is, I think if you're married, people just are going to assume. Now, if the dude was the dental assistant, that's when you got to be a little careful.
Right.
Or you don't. Embrace it. Who gives a shit? So how do they know? There's tiny red purple spots caused by broken blood vessels. I don't know if I have that much meat. Break a blood vessel?
Dude, if I was a dentist, though, and I got head, I would check immediately after. You know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
I would look and be like, did I break blood vessels? No, I ain't shit.
I've actually heard this before, too. So that's You know, maybe that's why she became a dentist assistant. She's like, I don't want to suck this dude off.
It's an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new, oh, sweetie, I can't. I have a headache.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hold on. That looks like a paintball.
Yo!
Did he?
Yo, that's ringworm. That ain't fucking dick. That's dick imprint.
Is that just one thrust? That is, dude, that's crazy. Imagine if that's how you found out your wife was cheating on you.
Man.
You're a dentist. She hasn't topped you off in a while.
Topped you off since Valentine's Day.
Yeah, dude, all of a sudden it's sore back there. Oh my God, I was choking on Jawbreakers. What was his name?
Jawbreaker.
That's crazy. I wonder what the craziest way somebody ever has found out someone's cheating.
Omegle.
They're both beating their shit on there.
Yeah. Oh, Barbara!
There's got to be some like crazy ones where it's like, you know, the classic one is like maybe a hair tie or hair or suspect of like texting somebody. But like, I wonder what's like the craziest one where it's like there was a packet of Chick-fil-A sauce in his car and Carter hates Chick-fil-A and we don't eat Chick-fil-A. You know, like I wonder what the craziest one is.
There was a girl in the front row of one of my shows, and she goes, I caught my...
And she goes, Michael, I love your comedy.
Don't spill water on me. I can't do spit take. motor
nuts
oil.
Nuts and bolts shoot out. Butting.
Butting. She goes, I found out my husband was cheating because my daughter handed me his phone that was unlocked. And she got on WhatsApp and looked and found like whatever. But like her daughter.
Oh, buddy, if my husband or like if I was a wife, my husband even has WhatsApp, he's cheating.
Of course.
WhatsApp is strictly for cheating. It's like the Ashley Madison of texting. And I know that's false because it's a lot of like foreign shit, but like.
Yeah.
A lot of foreign shit.
What the hell is funny about that? Is it not?
I think so.
WhatsApp?
The wording is just so fucking funny. Ah, man, it's a lot of foreign shit.
It is. Anytime I'm like I get a DM, be like, hey, we want to work with you. I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then at the bottom, it's like, here's our WhatsApp. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. It's scammy. What? Yeah.
Hell no. So, Jack, is there like any Reddit threads? Because this is, I think, pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I found one that said he apparently wrote an address wrong, and the love letter he wrote was returned to our home.
It was a great way
to come back from vacation.
Damn.
Dude, when he saw that letter in the mail, holy fuck.
God,
that...
he probably tried to lie so hard. Like, who wrote this for me? It's for us.
Oh, my God.
Dear well, baby.
I mean, but the Miranda. Letter. But the letter says Barbara McGillicuddy on it.
It's... First of all, worst realtor ever. Bitches named Barbara love selling houses.
Yeah. This is my two bedroom. Shut up. Give me a head.
What are some other ones? This is a fun game. Because you know the guy probably tried to cover his tracks.
My 9-year-old son told me that there were strange men in the house when I was away working.
Fuck.
She's been at it for years.
Hold on. First of all, strange men.
Yeah, but that like makes sense for a kid. A kid, because even if a kid doesn't know you're like, the kid's gonna spill beans, not even trying to keep a secret, just be like, who was dad's friends coming over with the big busty wreck?
Oh.
Kid will just say, the kids just ask questions. They don't know it's supposed to be holding a secret. They'll just be like, you missed dad's new friend on the weekend. New friend on the weekend.
Yeah, they were doing dance class.
His name better be DoorDash. What are some other ones? I feel like these all make sense. I'm looking for one that's like crazy.
Well, dude,
like,
the love letter thing is, that's pretty bananas. I mean, in your chest of you fucking see the letter, it's like doused in your cologne. It says Barbara McGillicuddy. It gets returned.
Do not send back to my wife. Honestly, that's up to them for fucking sending a love letter.
This one says, had a dog who would chew up my wife's panties whenever we had sex. After 7 years of marriage and 2 kids, the sex was very infrequent. And then one day I found a pair of chewed panties. And then a few days later, another pair.
Damn, wow. So the dog was
shitting
it up.
Out panties.
Okay.
But
dude,
that's
some crazy shit.
That's nuts.
Well, that's some shit where you probably, the first time you see the panties, you probably feel insane. You're like, come on, I'm just making shit up. Like, the dog probably just wanted to. Then you see another pair, and you sit the dog down, and you got a jar of Jif, and you say, hey, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, you ever heard of waterboarding? This is with peanut butter.
This one's sad. It says, I joked about knowing she was cheating, and she just broke down and admitted it.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Fuck. You're doing bitch? And she starts crying? You go, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Yeah. Why are you crying?
Hey, we should have a game, though. You should invite Carter, unless you're fucking him. How did you know? What?
Dude, worst what? Criminal of all time.
Yeah, but also, like, the guy's like, wait, I'm kidding. She's like, same.
Me too.
This is a fun game. Is there any more? That's awful.
That's awful.
But I feel like that
dude, why are you
happens.
Late? You're fucking Tyrone? Oh, God.
Why are you limping? You fuck the gardener? Somebody told you. Damn.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Listen, if you are suspicious of your lady, just joke about any of her guy friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. Tim, you were out with him. How he's probably it? Gay, though.
Unless he fucked you. Nothing? Okay.
Kidding. Oh, my God.
This one says, she got pregnant. I'm a female as well, so two tacos don't equal a guacamole.
Oh, my.
Baby, I'm just eating good. What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
I almost ate a baby. How did I get in there?
Yeah, baby, you got to get on a
Holy
diet.
Shit.
Straight up baby in there.
Wow. I mean, there's no.
You can't. I mean, you can't.
I must have ate something with food with cum on it.
Yeah, I mean,
I got laced with cum in my lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm immediately being like, dude, there's a guy around. I heard this fucking story on the buses. He inseminates you on the buses when you're asleep. I'm coming up with a wild excuse.
This one says, walked in on her taking a nude photo in the mirror. She jumped like I had caught her in the act, and I immediately knew. She said she was going to send it to me later.
Yeah, right. Damn.
Send it to me later. Bitch, I'm in the office. I'm next to you.
That's tough.
Oh, you know, dude, all the reaction freaks me out, man.
Because had she not jumped, you'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say this for later.
Damn. All this fucking really freaks me out. We're on the road all the time.
But here's where I'm at. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Just
do it and tell me and be like, cool, moving on.
Yeah, but the
we're
problem
done.
Is, what if they don't?
That's I'd rather the thing. Them, but you'd know.
What about this one? She caught the clap and accused me of being the one that gave it to her.
I feel like that happens so frequently.
Dude, that happened.
The Uno reverse card.
Yeah.
That happened with my girlfriend in college when I moved.
Yeah, this feels very like college-y problems.
Yeah. She caught it and then she was like, you have it. And I was like, no, I don't.
Hot potato.
And yeah, she goes, well, you gave it to me. Oh, interesting. I don't have it. So where did you get it from?
You airdropped it to me.
And she was hoping that you also had it.
Correct.
From her.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the trick.
Dude, that's the fuck mentality.
Yeah.
I'm hoping...
Dude, imagine the conversations that have been had in a Planned Parenthood parking lot. Oh. Holy shit. Talk about a man on the street interview. What's going on here?
You got to interview two people.
This one's good. She came home from a bar drunk and horny. I pulled down her panties and there was still a condom partially inside of her.
Fuck!
Fuck! Yo!
Fuck!
She's like, I was just warming it up for you.
Oh, my God. I was at a bachelorette party. They were playing weird games.
Pin the condom on the whore.
Oh, that's my crazy. God. I mean, dude.
I mean, first of all, I'm pulling out the condom just to see how much he was packing. He rolled the thing all the way down.
Dude, I've told you guys this story about the panties, right? There was a girl that I was seeing in.
Cut it.
Yeah, you're right.
Kidding.
That we were seeing in. College. We weren't official, but we were like together, you know, whatever, like in a hooking up consistently, talking as they say. And she was on the road. Hilarious. She was out of town and I hooked up with this other girl. Then the girl A came back from being out of town. We were hooking up in my bed. I think I've told this story before. Whatever. We were hooking up in the bed and we finished and she puts on her panties and she goes, Michael, these are not my panties. And I was like, shut up. Yes, they are. Stop playing games.
tongue ring.
Yeah, for real. And puka shell necklace. I didn't even take my puka shell necklace off when I was fucking. That's so funny.
Oh, God, she probably came even faster.
Oh, dude, I know. Can you imagine taking puka shell necklace off before you fuck? Dude, you better plow if you're taking it. Anyways, then she goes, turn the light on. And I thought she was joking until that moment. And then I turned the light on. And she was wearing the other girl's panties. And
you're like, these aren't yours. You're wearing the wrong pair.
She lost
right for herself.
Fucking mind. And I was like, what am I going to say? And then, goddamn. I mean, I don't, what is this? Who are these people? Psych! Blue. Fucking shit!
Chew.
Blue Chew.
Fellas, you already know what time it is. Time to level up. Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. I'm talking about next level championship belt, gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This isn't your grandpa's little blue pill. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. There's a reason why everybody in the Olympics takes this shit before running a track race, because they're going to javelin off their cock later.
Yeah, why do you think, what's his name, fucking won so many goddamn gold medals?
I don't even know who you're talking about, but I'm hard thinking about it. 15 minutes or less, full ignition. It dissolves under your tongue, and buddy, you will be harder than freaking almond brittle.
Yeah, and that's pretty hard.
Hard as
that's why your grandma always goes, can you break this almond brittle? Because I can't, because it's too goddamn hard. All right, that means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer, okay? Elevation without the freaking hesitation, all right? Next time she sends you a you up text, you can answer with a picture of freaking Blue Chew, because guess what? You're up, and now she's going to be up too, okay? Make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code SOCKS. That is promo code SOCKS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Goddamn.
I run out into, my buddy was sleeping on the couch. He was in town for like 2-3 weeks. I run out and go, Frankie, what the fuck's your problem, dude? You're going to have sex in my bed and not tell me?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I'll call him right now. Swear, on God. On God.
Did it work?
Yes.
You better hope she's not a fan of this podcast.
I better hope no one's a fan of this podcast. I definitely said the story before.
No.
100%. We've also done 4 million episodes.
Put an M16 to my forehead. No. Frankie, why would you do this?
Frankie Sharp, dog. I walked out and I don't know what came over me. I was like, Frankie.
And he
what
played
the fuck
into it?
And yeah, but I look at him, you know, you look at your
and
boy.
And then
you
he's
go,
with his girlfriend, and then he runs outside. Carl, why did you fuck and say that it was me on the couch in the bedroom?
Carl walks out with his golden retriever. Why the fuck?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm so sorry.
Well, I looked at him, I gave him that look that you give your boys when you need help. I go, Frankie. Why the fuck are you blah, blah, blah? And he was dead asleep. He opens his eyes. He looked at me and he knew it. He goes, oh, shit, dude. My bad, dog.
My bed was just too far next door.
Well, he was on the couch. He was visiting us for like 2-3 weeks. So he was sleeping on the couch.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And it worked.
But I don't think that would work in this modern day. I think a girl would be like, oh, yeah, what color are the panties?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Shit. Thong? Damn.
Shit, I don't even know. I had my eyes closed the whole time.
I never
time.
Heard that story.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Is there one or two more?
Oh, yeah. One more. Her dad told me he came over with a bottle of nice whiskey and a picture of the guy with his address written on the back.
Hold on. What was the last part? Sorry?
He brought over a bottle of whiskey and a picture of the guy with the address on the back.
Damn. That's oddly horny.
Yo, hold on.
What do you want me to do to him? Fuck him?
What in the land, man, is that? Hold on. What do you.
Damn.
What are we gonna go fight him together?
So he was like a private investigator, like investigating his own daughter or what?
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Dude, that's kind of cool.
Well, he knew the daughter's dating this guy, and that dad probably liked the guy. Yeah. I was like, oh, man. Sorry about my daughter.
Oh, dude, all this is just fucked.
Yeah.
Damn. This is why, dude, we all know this, but this is why this love shit is so precarious. All of a sudden, you're in love, and all of a sudden, you get a knock on the door from your fucking girlfriend's dad, and he with a bottle of whiskey and an address. You're like, oh, so my whole life is different now.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
My whole life is flipped upside down.
But modern day, it's like, you're gonna, there's so many cameras, there's so much
yeah.
phone. You just shouldn't, and you just can't.
No, you can't.
Dad knocks on the door, 2 tickets to Coldplay concert. You're like, fuck.
Fuck.
That was her.
The CEO, this is not that crazy, but it's very, very interesting. My buddy found out his girlfriend was cheating because she was at a strip club. She called him and he didn't pick up and she didn't realize that she didn't hang up. Mm. So she left a message of like a 25-minute message and she was telling her friend who she was fucking.
Damn.
And he listened to the whole thing. I mean, dude, could you imagine? My buddy, he woke me up at like 5:50 in the morning and was like, we're going to the gym. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going to the gym. And I was like, something's amiss. And he like told me at the gym, we're like benching. She's like, fuck.
Yeah, 225 on your chest. He's like, and then she left. You're like, cool, but help.
Dude, remember those college workouts where you just fucking jacked off testosterone and Red Bull and you're like doing 225 seven times? Like, fucking, like, what are you gonna do with
all this? I remember the day I did 100 pound dumbbells in each arm for chest.
Yeah.
Just blew my shoulder out so hard. And I mean, I had so much of a spotter that I wouldn't even count it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, we did this together.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you,
sir. I didn't hit a PR. We did.
Yeah, we did. Thank you so much.
You did arms today. I did chest today in the same sense.
Yeah, you did boxing by the chest.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But just for that one, like, it's almost like I just want a girl to see me put that rack back. Yeah. Put it back on the rack. And that noise, 100 pounds.
Oh, God. There was nothing better than being like, oh, I'm too strong for this weight room. Meaning like the dumbbells doesn't go up as high as you need them. It happened like never. But I remember, like, if you go to Gold's Gym, they go up to like 210 pounds. You're like, I'm not beating this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
But,
like, you go to ballet and you're like, y'all max out at 30? Y'all bitches out here. They're like, bitch. We are literally a Pilates studio. You brought your own weights.
This is a Panera Bread, bitch. What the fuck are you here?
This one's kind of crazy. Friend's mom was cheating for 7 years. Only got caught because her side boo broke up with her and told everyone.
Her side what?
Her side boo.
Oh, they said side boob.
I heard that too.
But her side guy got sick of her and blew up her whole life after it.
Good.
God, dude. There's all those stories too where like motherfuckers have whole families in other cities.
Yeah.
Get a job.
But I think that's what they lie about though. Yeah, got to go to Des Moines for work. Work? You mean your second family?
I mean, dude.
You'd have to slip up at some point. Called the kid the wrong thing. Henry? Oh, my name's Claire.
Ah. It's like, you know, slang. Gen Z. What?
There's this girl I follow. She's like a private investigator, and she posts like every day. And she's like local in SoCal, and the people hire her to go and follow their boyfriend or girlfriend, significant other, whatever, to just see if they're cheating or not.
Do you guys ever watch this? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's pretty intense.
Is this a lot real? Of
them. Yeah, she records them all, and she like blurs their faces, but she gives like food reviews while she's doing it as well. Because they'll hire her to like go to a restaurant to see if the guy or girl or whatever is like on a date. So she'll be like eating and talking about the food while videotaping like low key.
Oh, so it looks more suspicious.
So it looks more real.
Bro, dude, yeah. That's where we're at in content in society. Yeah. Not only do I need to catch your husband cheating, I also need to tell you how the ragu is. I mean, that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. That's so funny if you're only there for the food review. You're like, I don't give a shit about the guy. How's the chimichanga? Yeah. That's so
How's this
funny.
Chili's in Sacramento?
If I'm a restaurant, I'm paying one of my staff employees to cheat to have her come and eat at a restaurant. But yeah, but rate the rice and beans.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah,
she's big now. Like she's like almost at a million followers. Like
that's
she's
crazy.
Like, now it's like she's getting recognized by people, so she has to be more like low key.
Isn't that funny? The guy cheating is like, yo, I follow you. Wait, I follow you. That's like a guy walking in like, dude, Chris Hansen, I love your show. Fuck.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
I follow you. Now you're following me. Fuck.
Do you guys ever watch Cheaters growing up with Joey Greco?
I
think that show was staged a lot.
The whole thing was, right?
That show was pretty funny. I thought about doing like a millennial version of, or like a modern day version where it's like a guy like likes a girl's photo on Instagram and then like he like follows her around.
So funny.
We noticed you liked this thirst trap. It was turbulence. I accidentally liked it.
Turbulence is funny.
What is it about your thumb every once in a while? It's like, man, fuck it. I'm going to like this. Like, thumb has Tourette's.
It's like muscle memory.
Yeah, but sometimes you're like just scrolling. Your phone's like, your thumb's like,
yeah. Not good.
And it's on a LeBron James photo when he's shirtless.
Yeah, right in his cock. I like it.
The secret sock is funny. It says, I keep going to the same Mexican spot. I keep shitting myself. So I'm running an experiment. Each visit, I remove one ingredient to find the culprit. I'm now down to the tortilla and meat. If this still sends me to the bathroom, I'm blaming the building.
That guy has autism. Yeah. I mean, dude, you're gonna go there, roll the dice every single time? You're shitting yourself 9 days in a row? I mean, I respect the motivation, but this person is an insane
it's
person.
Clearly the meat, though. Like, so what, he's going to get the meat, gets the shit again, then goes in, let me get the tortilla.
But isn't it gluten-free shit, right? If you get not gluten-free tortilla, you're getting fucked up, so it might be the tortilla. Yeah.
Dude, he's just going to go in the one and be like, let me get a water cup. Shits himself. Let me get nothing. Shits himself.
Then you order them napkins. That's so funny, though. To keep going back.
That would be a great TikTok series. He should film that.
Damn, you know what? I'm going to take that back. I actually really respect this guy. I really do.
He's finding the problem.
So he's like a detective for his own tummy.
Yeah. But it, I just want to know what he's ordering. It's like, if you get like a giant chimichanga or like just a really wet burrito, it's like, yeah, it's going to happen. You get chili rellenos, your ass is about to rain though. Chili rellenos.
The ingredients were tortilla, steak, cheese, lettuce, pico, sour cream, guac, salsa.
Sour cream.
Sour cream. Could be the lettuce. Sometimes I shit when I have bad lettuce.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's funny about Chipotle. They're like, E. coli is in the lettuce. Like, ah, give it 2 weeks. You're like, it's probably sanitized.
It's so funny.
I used to have that with Chipotle. I couldn't eat it because it gives me the shits. But then I found out that it's the red salsa.
The red salsa is insanely hot. Dude, I'm such a bitch with that. I'll get the red sauce on the side and I'll dip my fork in it and then make a bite.
It's not a bad idea.
Still will shit myself.
It's not a bad idea, though. Just to get the right amount. And then I just douse that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Then I'll just go super white. I'm like, can I get the vinaigrette? Putting vinaigrette on a fucking steak bowl.
Dude, I've just been ordering everything on the side. Remember like my coffee issue? Now I like coconut milk. I just say, may I please have a little bit of coconut milk on the side?
So they give you a shot of nut?
Yep.
Coconut.
Did we do it? This episode was so fucking fun. Guys, another installment of the Stiff Socks podcast. We love you guys so much. Comes to Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blouse on a tour. I actually have to poop right now. Maybe I had some goddamn tortillas. Riosos, or what do you said. Guys, that's it. We love you guys. Till next motherfucking Wednesday. Big old dick.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
This is Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. There's a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now, 8 singles are taking the leap and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day, The Single Life, Monday at 8 on TLC.